halftime. 10-3 Nebraska with the lead, and we welcome Nebraska President J.B. Milliken. What a beautiful day as you welcome a fellow land-grant institution here to Lincoln, Nebraska today.
It's great to see all this green in Lincoln. It's also great to see a 10-3 score on the scoreboard. I love the way our defense looks today. This could be a tough game, but it's a lot of fun, and this is what the Big Ten's going to be like, I think.
Yeah, a lot of games just like this. Well, one of the big factors in any university's success is private support, and I understand you got some very good news on that front this week from the University of Nebraska Foundation.
We did, and you know, we've talked over the weeks about how great things are going in terms of our enrollment, our research growth, our global engagement, all of the priorities of the university. But we couldn't do any of this without the support we get from people across Nebraska and really across the country. But a huge amount of it comes from Nebraska. Last night, the University of Nebraska Foundation announced that they have the best year ever in terms of funds raised, over $172 million last year as part of our capital campaign. And that means they transfer about $130 million to the university. That's also a record in terms of transferred funds. And that's for student supports and scholarship, for faculty chairs, for facilities, for academic programs like our Doherty Institute for Water for Food, our Early Childhood Institute, cancer research, and other priorities of the university. And, well, since it's Saturday and we're in Memorial Stadium, for athletics.
Yeah. Well, the foundation's been at this major capital campaign for a while. Give us the status of that.
Well, we set a goal several years ago of $1.2 billion, and in August we had raised over $1 billion, which means we've got 3 years left to go in this campaign. We're well ahead of where we should be at this point. We're doing very well, and the generosity of our alums, of corporate supporters of Nebraska, of just people who care about the university because they know how important it is to the state, has been incredible.
Are these donors that have been with you? Are they new donors? Are they alumni? Kind of give us a blueprint of who your donors are.
Well, it's actually, that's a good question. It's all of the above. I mean, people think that it's often that it's going to be largely alums, but it's alumni, it's senior people who have a little more wherewithal, and we've gotten some very impressive big gifts. But also, this campaign, one of the reasons you do these is that you make a renewed effort to expand the support of the university. And we've had over 69,000 households and organizations contribute to the university during this campaign. 60% of the donations have come from Nebraska, and we've established over 3,000 new funds to benefit the university.
That's remarkable, and we're certainly not in the best of economic times as a nation, and a lot of families aren't either. So how's this happening?
Well, here's what I think it's about. I think that people want to invest in a winner. I think that they see that we have strong leadership on our campuses. I think they see we've got a board of regents that's providing strong leadership, engaged leadership, setting strategies for the university that matter. They're clear priorities. People know that the things we're investing in are important to Nebraska. They're really important to the world, and they're areas where we can be a real leader. I mentioned early childhood. I mentioned water for food, food security. UNMC is a tremendous cancer center, and we've got a terrific goal to have it be a comprehensive cancer center and be a leader in the country in the treatment, in the care, and in research for cancer. Our IT and business programs, both at the Lincoln and the Rake School and Omaha at the Peter Keywood Institute, agriculture and life sciences, these are priorities that ought to be things that the University of Nebraska does very, very well. And fortunately, they are, and people like what we're doing, and they want to invest in it because they see that it's going to be good for the state of Nebraska and good for their children and grandchildren.
Again, we're talking with Nebraska President J.B. Milliken here at the half. Question that often comes up, can you use private funds to offset some of the expense issues and or try to reduce some tuition costs?
Well, you know, and that's become a more important question across the country with the difficult economic times and disinvestment in a lot of places in public higher education. So it's kind of a mixed bag in response to that. It doesn't just displace a tuition or general fund. We have to have those to build the core support for the university. But what private funds allows us to do is make those investments that the state and tuition just can't do. New facilities at the medical center, which we've seen just a transformation there. New programs where we're able to coalesce a lot of energy and attract a lot of talent around things like cancer and early childhood and water and agriculture. Scholarships for students where we're able to have new programs through the Thompson Learning Community, the Buffett Scholars Program. really increase the access to a high-quality education and attract talent to the university with investments in programs, investments in faculty. We are in a talent competition, not just with the country, but in the world, and we want to be on the net importing side. We want more people with talent coming to Nebraska and staying in Nebraska, and one of the best ways we'll do that is with a very strong, competitive University of Nebraska.
Well, it's great news. Good week for that. Let's finish off the week with a win here today.
All right, you're in charge of the offense, and I've got the defense, so let's get it done.
Awesome. J.B. Milliken, Nebraska president, our guest here at the half. 10-